NASCAR exec expresses sympathy for reporter who fabricated "Let's go, Brandon" chant. By Dylan Nguyen on November 8, 2021. NASCAR definitively disassociated itself from the "Let's go, Brandon" movement that sprung up at one of their races by saying the chant has created an unfortunate situation the sport will not condone. "It's an unfortunate situation, and I feel for Brandon. I feel for Kelly," Phelps told Fox News on Friday. "I think, unfortunately, it speaks to the state of where we are as a country. We do not want to associate ourselves with politics, the left or the right." NASCAR is continuing in its effort to suppress any LGBT chants. As Breitbart's Paul Bois reports, Phelps also told Fox that NASCAR will pursue whoever misuses the organization's logo by associating with "Let's go, Brandon." The Brandon that Phelps is expressing sympathy for in those remarks is Brandon Brown. The NASCAR driver who was being interviewed after notching his first Xfinity Series win at the Talladega Speedway. The Kelly he's expressing sympathy for, however, is NBC NASCAR reporter Kelly Stavast, who attempted to cover for Biden by saying that the nearby crowd was chanting, "Let's go, Brandon," instead of what they were obviously chanting, which was, "Fuck Joe Biden." Isaac Brecken / NASCAR via Getty Images. Here's how it went down, as Breitbart's Warner Todd Houston reported at the time. "Brandon, you also told me," Stavast said before being interrupted by the crowd. "As you can hear the chants from the crowd," she added, before claiming that the crowd was saying, "Let's go, Brandon." But a close listen to what the crowd is chanting quickly disabuses viewers of Stavast's notion. The crowd is clearly saying, "Fuck Joe Biden." The audio in the clip is unmistakable. The crowd was chanting "Fuck Joe Biden," not "Let's go, Brandon." Meaning, Stavast completely covered up the FJB chant by fabricating the "Let's go, Brandon" chant. So, why does Phelps fee for Kelly Stavast? She misrepresented the truth to the American people and NASCAR fans everywhere on live national television. While one can understand an organization finding it unfortunate that a comedic, anti-presidential chant originated in their sport, and one could even further regret that a driver's most prominent career achievement will forever be obscured by an absurd reporter's take on a chant that was happening during his post-race interview, it's much harder to understand having sympathy for a reporter fabricates things while trying to cover for Joe Biden. Steve Phelps can say whatever he wants about not wanting to take sides in America's political debates. But when you vow to take action against people for a non-profane and light-hearted chant while simultaneously saying you feel for a journalist who invents stories and misleads her audience in an effort to shield the president from political criticism, you are taking a side. And there's no mistaking which side that is.